Welcome to the Advanced Level of Neat podcast, the series that shows how people and creations influence and shape our world as humans. Improve your everyday conversations with Neat podcast. And for transcripts and extra materials, visit our website at www.neeklearning.ir.
Welcome to another episode of the Neat Podcast, where we explore the way people influence and shape how we see things. My name is Milad, and today I want to explore something we all do: sleep and the fascinating world of dreams that accompanies it. Sleep is this incredible state of being that often feels like a mystery. We spend about a third of our lives sleeping, yet many aspects of this nightly journey remain uncharted territory. First things first, why do we even need sleep? Well, think of sleep as the body's way of recharging and rejuvenating itself. It's like hitting the reset button after a long day. While we sleep, our bodies repair tissues, consolidate memories, and regulate hormones. It's not just about resting. It's about actively preparing us for the day ahead. But sleep isn't just about the absence of wakefulness. It's a dynamic process with different stages. We cycle through these stages multiple times during the night. We start with non-rapid, eye-movement non-REM sleep, which consists of light and deep sleep stages. Then comes rapid, eye-movement REM sleep, where most dreaming occurs. Speaking of dreams, dreams steer like movies playing in the theater of our minds while we sleep. Have you ever had a dream that felt so vivid, so real, that it stayed with you even after you woke up? Dreams can be a kaleidoscope of experiences, some bizarre, some mundane, and some downright surreal. But what exactly are dreams, and why do we have them? Scientists have pondered this question for ages. One theory suggests that dreams serve as a way for our brains to process emotions, memories, and experiences. It's like a mental filing system, sorting through the events of the day and making sense of them. Dreams can be a reflection of our subconscious minds, a canvas where our deepest fears, desires, and unresolved thoughts come to life. They can be fantastical adventures or poignant reflections of our inner landscapes. Sometimes they leave us puzzled, wondering, what on earth was that all about? And let's not forget about the different types of dreams. There are those mundane dreams, the ones where you might find yourself doing everyday activities, like grocery shopping or walking down the street. Then there are lucid dreams, where you become aware that you're dreaming and can sometimes even control the dream's narrative. Lucid dreaming is like being the director of your own nighttime movie. Dreams also have this remarkable ability to evoke emotions. Ever woken up feeling joyful, sad, or anxious because of a dream? That's the emotional impact dreams can have on us. They can leave us feeling elated, terrified, or introspective long after we've opened our eyes. Now, let's talk about the weird and wonderful world of nightmares. Nightmares are those unsettling dreams that jolt us awake, heart pounding, and covered in a cold sweat. They often involve intense fear or anxiety. Nightmares aren't exactly pleasant, but they serve a purpose. They can be our mind's way of processing stress or unresolved fears, nudging us to address them. But fear not. Nightmares, although distressing, are typically just a passing phase. Most people experience them occasionally, and they often fade away without leaving a lasting impact. However, if nightmares become frequent and start interfering with your sleep, it might be worth exploring ways to manage stress or seek professional help. Now, let's circle back to the act of sleeping itself. We all have our bedtime routines, whether it's reading a book, sipping a cup of herbal tea, or scrolling through our phones, though experts might advise against the latter. Establishing a consistent sleep routine can signal to our bodies that it's time to wind down and prepare for slumber. But sadly, in our modern world filled with screens and endless distractions, getting quality sleep can sometimes feel like an elusive dream itself. The blue light emitted by our devices can interfere with the production of melatonin, the hormone that regulates sleep, so it might be wise to dim those screens an hour before bedtime. And here's a tip. Create a sleep-friendly environment. Make your bedroom a sanctuary, a comfortable and calming space that promotes rest. Keep it dark, cool, and quiet. Invest in a cozy mattress and pillows that make you feel like you're sleeping on a cloud. Trust me, your body will thank you for it. And as much as we love our caffeine fix, it might be wise to say goodbye to coffee and other stimulants a few hours before bedtime. Instead, opt for soothing herbal teas or warm milk to help lull you into a peaceful slumber. So, as we wrap up today's podcast, I encourage you to embrace the magic of sleep and dreams. They're not just a nightly routine. They're a gateway to our inner worlds, offering glimpses into our deepest thoughts and emotions. Next time you drift off to sleep, pay attention to the stories unfolding in your dreams. They might hold clues to the mysteries of your subconscious mind. And remember, a good night's sleep is not just a luxury. It's an essential ingredient for a healthy, vibrant life. Thank you for tuning in today for another episode of the Neat Podcast. Until next time, may your dreams be filled with wonder and your sleep be undisturbed. ¶¶